terrestrial or not terrestrial? That is the question asked by planet-hunting scientists.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Pulley.
How do scientists figure out whether a distant planet has a rocky surface like Mars or Earth, or is a gas giant like Neptune or Saturn? Well, we can't see distant planets directly because their parent star outshines them, but we can learn a lot by looking at them indirectly. As a planet moves or transits between a star and our view path, an eclipse occurs. When that happens, the light density of the parent star drops by a few percents, allowing us to visualize the orbiting planet. Scientists also examine the wavelengths of light as starlight passes through the planet's atmosphere. This technique can help determine both the chemical composition and size of a planet. Studying planets indirectly may sound like madness, but there is a method to it that's purely scientific. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics and distributed by WHRV. Visit Discovery Now on the web at discoverynow.us